on the edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
No, it was great.
We are going to, I'm so glad to have you back on the show. I'm so excited.
I'm so glad to be with you today and to get to talk.
Yes, and talk about, talk with my brains. Hello, brains. Okay, I've got Valerie Bennis. She is the, well, I'm still going to say you're the founder of Essence by Valley. And those essential oils, I still have a couple drops left of that sleep. It's magical. And you've done such a fantastic job with that product, but now you have catapulted into something else. You are in a brand new season in your life. And you are working with women over 50 to really become graceful in their age and accepting and wear it as a badge of honor. I'm going to be 59 in 2 weeks. Who does that? But I'm embracing it and I'm loving it and I'm going out with a bang. So you're talking with women on your new platform, and you're talking about love and sex and beauty and fashion. I'm so excited to hear all about it. So welcome back to the show, our dear friend, Valerie Bennis. Hi, baby.
Thank you. Hi. Good to see you, April.
Good to see you, too. So tell me a little bit about, you know, dial back, because my brains don't remember. Even though I rerun the shows, they don't remember. So tell me where it all began and where you have evolved to.
Okay, so I started Essence of Valley 20 years ago when I was 48 years old. And a year and a half ago, I sold it. And I just felt like I was ready for something new. And I really wanted someone else to carry on. You know, I passed the torch, so to speak, to a wonderful new owner who I now get to mentor. But I felt very lost at first. I felt so discombobulated. I felt I had made a big mistake. And it took me a while to get my footing. And when I landed, the pandemic was going on, lockdown. Started tinkering with making hand sanitizers. And then I was tinkering with making a natural perfumes. At any rate, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, what really would make me happy right now? Where do I want to go in this new chapter? And I thought, I love talking to people and I love sharing information. I'm a health nut from well over 30 years ago. And I have all
of this. There's nothing nutty about healthy.
And I have, thank you. And I have so much information. And I love sharing it. I love talking to people and I love sharing information. So that's how the idea of a podcast and a lifestyle blog for women over 50 was born, because another passion of mine is dispelling the myth that we're over the hill at a certain age, mm-hmm. when that is just not true. It's a false message. So, and also I wanted to shine the light on women in the world that are doing interesting work. Mm. So that's all.
So you're saying you really want to focus on women that are doing interesting things in the world.
Women that are doing interesting things, sharing information with women over 50, you know, anything from what's the best lipstick for women over 50 to let's talk about our sexual health over 50. So it can be something more superficial to something that is a bit deeper. But all of it is a synergy of things that I feel can be helpful to women in feeling good about themselves at any age.
Right. And it's so important, you know, people always say, oh, well, you know, 50 is the new 30 and the new 40. I don't want that new. You know, I wouldn't want to be 21 or 25 again. I was doing too much. But at this particular age in my life, I've had to do a lot of self-reflection. You know, I've looked at what I've accomplished, what, you know, where my goals are, because I've had to set new goals. And women think a lot of times that it's just stopped, but it's not over until the last heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about this chapter in my life. Like you said, you started Essence of Valley at 48.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this podcast for 20 years and I'm about to be 59. So
amazing.
I'm enjoying it. So again, like you say, now you have a blog and a podcast.
Yes, I started out just with a blog where they're written interviews. And then someone said, well, you know, it would be great to also have a podcast. And I was feeling a little skittish about it, but I got my bearings and got to regain my footing. And I found a wonderful producer. And I learned that it's not hard, you know, wouldn't be hard for me to do, but I still will have the written blog. So there'll always be the podcast audio, and also people can read the interview. And I'm very committed to only interviewing women. I've had people say, oh, you should interview this doctor. He's a man. So I'm very committed to that. And because again, that's part of the mission, is shining the light on these amazing women. Mm-hmm. And so the other thing about it I want to share with you is, when I thought I was going to create a line of natural perfumes, I reserved the domain name Fragrant Notes. And so when I changed course, my web designer said, you have to have a different name. And I said, no, because it's going to be like the fragrant notes of our life. Mm. It's a bit of a metaphor. So I love the name Fragrant Notes, and luckily it was available.
Well, you know, you're doing amazing things. So let's tap into it a little bit deeper, because I want some of your personal insight on some of these areas here. Okay, so we're talking about graceful aging. Some things that women really attack themselves on is wrinkles. Mm-hmm. I call them lifelines. Or they talk about their weight. Give us some insight and your perspective on that.
Well, what I have seen and learned about eating is that often people eat not for nourishment, they eat for entertainment. So for example, I might eat a bag of potato chips. I'm not eating that for nourishment. That is some emotional comfort, or you know, it's entertainment, but it's not nourishing. When I eat a plum, that's nourishing. That's giving me nutrients and vitamins and fiber and health. So that's number one. Number two, emotional eating. And that happened a lot with the pandemic. And people who emotionally eat, I've learned that they do it to push down feelings. So rather than experience what they're feeling, which is often sadness, frustration, anger, they push it down with food. And then they're in that loop where then they feel bad about their weight. Then they can focus on the weight, and it's always taking them away from their feelings, which to me is so sad. I think about children. Remember how, I mean, they cry. They cry when they need to, and then they're done. It's over. And adults, unfortunately, as we grow up, it's not encouraged to express our feelings. And so I think people use food for comfort. And it's really a habit. It's a habit that needs to be broken. You know, so many, I have friends who struggle with this, and they're always on this diet or that diet. But the diet is not, that's not the relevant thing here. The thing is the habit of comfort eating, overeating, and then being in that loop where you feel badly about yourself. So my advice to people really is, look at the emotional reasons for the overeating.
Well, I agree with you 110%, because
you have to look at the emotional reasons.
You know, I don't think that I'm an emotional eater. You know, and again, it's that conversation I'm having in my own head. But for entertainment, I love that. And I'm going to put that as one of my mantras. because I am in a live it, not a diet, a live it. It is a mindset change. And I put it on my meditation. I have some neuro-linguistic programming changes that I'm doing in my own head. When I look at my plate, we went out, we had a fabulous breakfast. And it was a breakfast that was for today, tomorrow, and the next day. They mm-hmm. give you so much food on your plate. You know, you're paying $20 for breakfast now, but you can eat it for 3 days. And there was potatoes, and there was pancakes, this, that, and the other. And you know what I did? I couldn't believe it. I was so proud of myself. I took 2 or 3 bites, and I said, this is not benefiting me, and I threw it in the trash.
Wow, good for you. Congratulations.
And then I went in and got some watermelon. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest, I wasn't satisfied. But, you know, again, it is the emotional satisfaction. If I know that I am eating to live and not living to eat, then it puts it in a different perspective. So I agree with you on that, totally.
And April, what you also mentioned is that we eat too much. And I mean, when I was away, I mean, people, and it's all beige food, you know, all beige food. Slammed on a plate. And we need to learn also to eat until we're satisfied or eat smaller meals. I never eat a large meal, ever. So these are habits. But congratulations. That's huge.
I was proud of myself. I was like, but it was so good. But I was like, you know, but is it good for me? So I had to ask myself. All right. So now let's talk about something else. Lifestyle. Relaxation, exercise, and self-care. What's your perspective?
Okay, again, my perspective is it has to be woven into the fabric of your life. Mm. So for me, when I was younger, I didn't regularly exercise, but now I do. I exercise always 3 times a week, and I walk a lot. Now, walking a lot is great, but there are people that say, oh, I walk. It's not enough. You really, actually, everybody should be lifting weights, everybody, because as we get older, we don't have the same muscle tone. Now, a lot of that is due to hormonal changes. So, you know, when you're older, you absolutely need to be lifting weights. So when you ask about lifestyle, again, exercise, it has to be woven into the fabric of your daily life. Move. People have to move. And it's best if you find something that you enjoy. But I also advise people lift weights at least, you know, 3 times a week is great, but it's very, very important.
Well, let me tell you what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm switching it up. I did not want to be, number one, I'm a little bit of a germaphobe. Okay, so the gym was not attractive to me. Going back, I love the steam room, you know, but all the sweat and perspiration and the touching and the not wiping and all this kind of stuff. So switching it up, and I think you're going to be proud of me. I'm doing some outdoor activities. Me and my daughter went to the park, and we dribbled the basketball and played, you know, some round robin with the basketball, and I have a hula hoop. I want to get that waistline thin for Mr. Magnificent. I was out there before I was talking to you. I said, okay, I'm not going to time it by the time. I did it by 4 of my favorite hip-hop dance songs. I was sweating like a pig. And then I also looked at weightlifting because he has some weights in the garage. It's so important because I noticed as my mother was aging, one day she had muscle tone. And the next day it was flab.
Wow. I mean,
it just went down in no time. And, you know, just, I know that her lifting your, you know, your legs and your back and your core, all of that. So thank you for that. Weightlifting is very important. And you don't have to become muscular brains. You just want to keep that tone and that shape and be able to lift.
Absolutely. And by the way, I bought a basketball too during the pandemic. Yes, because there are basketball courts right across the street from me. And my neighbor and I, she's in her 60s, and we go out and we dribble and we shoot hoops, and it's great.
And you wouldn't realize how much exercise, you know, and how excited you get once you make a basket.
Exactly.
I did that. It was a lot of fun. Let's talk about sexual health.
Ooh, okay.
Because I'm going to tell you, at 40, my libido was better than it was at 21, okay? Because I understood, you know, what I needed. My partner was, it's never a problem with conversation of expressing what my needs and my desires are. But there's, through hormones, a lot of women have vaginal drying. They have, you know, they've had, maybe have sexual abuse and there's shame associated with it. What's your feelings on that?
Well, my feelings on it, it's a very deep subject in many ways. The message out there is that when you reach a certain age, you're not interested in sex anymore, which is just not true in my world, what I believe. And I think that it's a very, very important component of health in general, that we have sexual expression in whatever way and with whoever, you know, we want in our life. I think when I hear stories of couples that they haven't had sex in 10 years, and I think, how can that be? Because it's not just a physical delight. It also is emotionally nurturing. It's a way that you bond deeper with your partner. It's a very, in my mind, a very important part of being a human being and being a sexual being, and also how we relate with our partners. And if we don't have a partner, you know, masturbation is not a bad thing. It's something that people should do. I mean, I think most women I know have a magic wand in their closet.
Okay. Okay. I was embarrassed. I couldn't believe this. A friend of mine's mother is 80 years old, and she asked me to take her to the sex shop.
Well,
I was like, why'd you pick me? She says, oh, because I trust you. And she's in there, and she's just a shopping, and she picks what she wants, and she goes, oh, let me go back. I need to get some extra batteries.
April, there was an article in the New York Times in the modern love section by an 83-year-old woman, mostly blind, who went to a Soho sex shop. And it's a wonderful article, and it's all about sexuality in later years. Now, it may change in certain ways, but it's still a part of us.
Yeah. And sexuality is mental. There is a mental release. It releases endorphins in your brain.
Yes.
It, you know, it relaxes you, it distracts you, and it can please you. And
yes.
There's no shame associated with it if, you know, if it's a private experience, whatever. So I'm glad that you brought that up as well.
Yeah. And the other thing you said, the word sensuality, I feel often in our culture, there's this sense of sex is like bam, 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 which
right.
is not the no. ideal sex. And when you bring in sex and sensuality, that to me is more of a total experience.
It's a total dance. It's a
yes.
dance, and it can be very beautiful.
And fun, fun. Sex should be fun.
It can be fun and funny.
Right.
Let's talk about fashion, because you are a fashionista. I see you, you know, and you have a cute, I don't know, you have your own style. You have your own unique style. Maybe that's because, you know, you're in New York and it's a fashion trend, but I love your curly hair, and you have, you know, you wear headbands, and, you know, you're just nice and easy. Now, I'm sure that when you go out to the Hamptons or wherever that you're dressed to the nine, but for the most part, you have an easy breezy kind of style. How do women grow into a mature style? You know, because you have some women that are still trying to, you know, wear things that are not becoming, but in that same vein, I don't want to be dated. I don't want to look like, you know, a 20-year-old, you know, at 50, but I do want to look somewhere like 35. I still want to be sexy. I still want to be sensuous. And actually, I wore some nylons a few weeks ago, and my husband said they were a turn on. What's your fashion tips?
Well, okay. So in terms of my fashion tips, I have on several occasions hired a stylist just to help me go through my closet and, you know, reevaluate things. You know, everybody's figure changes to some degree. So, for example, even though I'm slim, I don't feel so comfortable anymore wearing anything very tight. Or actually, I never really did. So I think hiring a stylist or even a fashionable friend to come over and go through your closet with you and help you figure out, you know, does this still look good on me? Do I feel good in this? Kind of along the lines of Marie Kondo, does this spark joy? Do I feel good when I wear this? Do I feel comfortable? Because I think comfort is very, very important, especially as we get older. You know, our skin is thinner. You know, we may have a little bit more flab than we used to. So things that just are flattering to our figure, colors, I'm not heavily into patterns, although I do wear them. I tend to be more solids. And then accessories.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Like these headbands that I've started wearing. I've started wearing them because they break up the darkness of my hair. And also my hair has changed a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it feels nice to have a headband. And it's an accessory. So
yes,
I think we should never underestimate a beautiful scarf, you know, pretty pair of earrings. But I think the main thing, how do I feel when I wear this?
Mm-hmm.
And not to look at sort of like food. I can say, well, we have to wear clothes. But what if we look at wearing clothes as just a way of honoring ourselves? Why don't we look at it as a sensual experience? You know, even what is my underwear? You know, can I wear a sexy pair of underpants underneath, you know, my jeans? Just for that energy that is going to just make me feel fun, like it's fun. Make clothes fun. Don't make them so practical.
Exactly. And reshop your closet.
Yes.
That's another embarrassing moment that I had during COVID. I went and found 4 or 5 pair of shoes, had never worn them. And I had an experiment. I wore a basic black dress. I changed that basic black dress 15 different ways. Shoes, boots, hats, scarves, pins, you know, when I wrapped my head, it looked a different type of way. So fashion is fun. And
yes,
stop your closet.
Yes. And what was that? It's sort of like what I said about eating a plum. Take a moment after you get dressed and just look in the mirror. Does this honor me? Do I feel good wearing it? I wish we could look at clothes again as in a sensual way, not again, this practical way of looking at everything.
Right. Well, you know, there's shame associated with it. People comment. And so it's that outside influence. It's that outside noise. What would you say to the woman that's got all that chatter running around in her head? Okay, so she's, you know, she's pretty fashionable. You know, she's got a nice bank account. You know, she may have a suitor, but she still has some challenges in her head about the number. How can they get beyond the number?
The number of what? The number
her
that age. She, her
yeah,
age.
You know, 50, 55, 60, 65. Why do we let that stump us up?
You know, it's a good question. I think, a lot of times we're just self-sabotaging. I see it in myself. I see it in the world. I see it in people that there's that sort of the need and the desire to move forward and feel good. And it's almost like the angel and the devil, and the devil comes along. You're too old. You're too fat. Mm. You know, you're not this, you're not that. It's the saboteur. And in Eckhart Tolle's words, it's the pain body that we all have within us. So I have found, because I have struggled a lot with rumination, which finally is much, much better. I come in as the adult Valerie, and I speak to the little girl, because it's usually the child in us that's scared of moving forward. So there are all of these excuses, you know, the too old, the too fat, the not pretty enough, et cetera. And it's just noise. So it's our responsibility to stop that noise. And I've learned we have that power to have that reasonable voice come in and say, you're not an age. You're a woman. You're a person. You have so much to offer in the world. You're not an age.
Well, you are timeless and ageless, and you're a beauty. I want to ask you two more quick questions. Tell us a little bit about the benefit of essential oils. I know I'm kind of, you know, going back a little bit, but, you know, it's important because people forget that those are medicines and they are a way of, you know, helping you get through some deep emotional stress, pain, anxiety. Tell us a little bit about those.
So essential oils come from, first of all, I don't like the word oils because they're not oily. What they are is liquidy, and it's liquid that's been extracted from different parts of a plant. So the leaf, the root, the seed, the flower, the orange, for example, comes from the peel. And it's amazing. That's the sweat of the plant. That is the essence of that plant. Mm. And there are, I think, about 300 essential oils. But in our world, most of us are familiar with maybe 10 or 15. Essential oils have gotten much more popular now with the multi-level marketing companies. When I started, it was not known as it is today. So they have a chemistry. The chemistry of each essential oil from these different plants is complex, and it gives that essential oil its properties. So, for example, lavender. Now, most people think of lavender as soothing and calming, and it is, no question about it. But do you know that it's also very good for pain? It's also great for burns. And that's another beautiful thing about essential oils. Each one doesn't just have one use. It has many uses. So they can be used for the skin, the beauty of the skin, the care of the hair, you know, in a massage oil, a perfume can be made, a medicine can be made. One of the most profound examples is bergamot being used for Chalazion cysts. Oh, and wow. I've had my own success with it. And I had a friend, terrible Chalazion cyst, couldn't get rid of it. The doctor was going to lance it. I told him how to make compresses with bergamot. Within 4 days, it was gone.
Wow.
So I use lavender when I go to the dentist. My dentist freaks out. I don't get Novocaine. I put it on.
Is he a man?
Yes, he's a man. But no, they've gotten used to me. You know, peppermint to bring down a fever. I mean, they're beautiful, these healing liquids from plants, and they can do so much to help us.
Well, I hope that you, in your spare time, maybe write a book that gives us all these other properties that these essential oils can use, in addition to what you're doing with the podcast. Now, give me one or two of your guests that you've interviewed that has really kind of, you know, turned your light bulb on.
Well, I've only done, the third podcast is going to be published tomorrow. So I interviewed a woman about intermittent fasting, which fascinates me, you know, and I was going to bring it up with you when you asked about, you know, eating before. Some people swear by intermittent fasting,
okay.
But
because I'm
again,
there.
Not as a trend. This woman who I spoke with, Lori Lewis, she has made a total commitment to this. It's not something that she's ever going to stop. And I mean, I've done a lot of my own with fasting, and it's very interesting, and I believe it is very beneficial. So she was my first guest. The one thing that I've heard, and she spoke about it too, that really intrigues me, is skin tags and all kinds of dots when you intermittent fast apparently disappear.
shut the front door. Wait a minute, because, girl, I'm telling you, I got some skin tags right up under my breast line that are wearing me down. Okay, so intermittent fasting. Now, I fast for spiritual reasons.
Yep.
Okay, because, it takes you to a whole nother realm with the universe. But what I have done, well, let me dial back. Okay, so I'm going through this whole lifestyle change, okay? I'm not going to greet 60 the way that I've lived 59. So I checked myself into the Optimate Health Institute for 2 weeks. I'm going to be there. They're going to check everything from my hair follicle to give me a colonic. It's going to be crazy. That's the first thing. The second thing was the fasting. But my circadian rhythm was off because of the sleep. I'm dealing with people all over the world. And so that was causing the eating disorder because I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, let's have breakfast. And then I forget at 7 o'clock that I had breakfast at 3. Well, let's have this. Let's have that. So I started the intermediate fasting. So what I do is like after 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, nothing else, maybe some water, some tea, if I absolutely have to, maybe a piece of fruit for 12 hours. And someone was telling me that it really makes a difference. But what also happened was that the sleep kicked back in.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm saying, okay, it's easier because I'm fasting while I'm sleeping so I don't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. Oh, I can't wait to go back and listen to that. I'm excited.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah, I'll send you the link to it. So that was fascinating. Then the next woman I spoke with, it was about skincare. And that was great too, because, you know, a lot of times with skincare, people think, oh, I just have to use this cream, that cream, and blah, that's it. Well, again, it's a synergy. You've got to eat well. You've got to drink water. I mean, I know someone who drinks half a glass of water a day.
I know.
It's crazy. And they're dehydrated. So we talked about skin, the beauty of skin also from the inside out. And that these are all rituals, you know. Sometimes at night, honestly, April, I'll fall asleep on my couch with my makeup on. On the nights that I go to my bathroom, I have a special, it's called a Lumi Spa, like a special brush, and mm-hmm. I put on my various creams. And, you know, I have this rose quartz thing that I use. And
can I send that to you?
What? No, a friend of mine.
Okay, can I send those to my guest?
Again, it's such a way of honoring yourself, taking care, self-care. So that was a great, interview because often, I mean, most skin doctors don't address what are you eating? What are you drinking? You know, people that drink a lot of alcohol, that's not really good for the skin, you know, being out in the
smokers.
Yeah, smokers. And there are all kinds of devices now to help the skin stay nice and not look too old. But certainly the way, and sex is great for the skin. Another reason to have good sex, good skin.
Okay,
and then
moisturizing. You know, that's what I notice a lot of people don't do. I see women that love to be in the sun. Number one, they're probably not using the best sunblock. And their skin, they look like lizards. They don't exfoliate and they don't moisturize. The skin is the biggest organ on the body and it needs moisture. I have, since I've been a child, I always use olive oil, pure olive oil on my skin. I love it. It absorbs. I use it in my hair. You know, I'm a little concerned about the parabens in some of the products that are over the counter, but you can find something. I have beautiful soaps that I send to my guests as well that are natural, but the skin needs moisture. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. The other thing, I mean, when I was much, much younger, I think I had one moisturizer. Now, which has become very popular, you have these different layers of things. You layer products. But yes, the skin, especially as we get older, needs more care. So, you know, that was my second interview. And my third one, And these are all women that I know. Some of them I know better than others, but I know I've met each and every person so far that I've interviewed. You know, it's going to change as I go on with this, but and that's been exciting too, to get to visit with them. Third person was, she was originally my podiatrist, and she went down a different path quite a number of years ago, probably 10 or more years ago, and now she's really a holistic doctor. So we talked a lot about what it really means to be healthy. And you know, it's very simple. If the terrain of your body is not healthy, illness is going to develop. So the traditional medical approach is, okay, here's a pill. Here's another pill. Oh, another pill. And on until a lot of older people are taking anywhere from 3 to 6 to 7 medications. This approach takes longer, because what you've got to do is figure out, why is the terrain of the body off? She says it's due to toxins and pathogens, and you need to identify them through blood work, and then you need to address them. You need to clean the terrain of the body. It's like a goldfish. If a goldfish is in a dirty tank, it's going to die. Well, we, a lot of us, it sounds very morbid to say, we're killing ourselves. And our terrain is screwed up. And that is the holistic approach. And I love talking to her. I love talking to these three women. They help keep me on track and more committed to my healthy lifestyle.
Well, you have just done wonderful things. And I'm so proud of you that you have been able to just pick yourself up by the bootstraps and just decide to do something else. I'm glad that you didn't give up and give in, you know, but it takes us time to reset.
Yes.
Brains, allow yourself that time to reset, to sit back and just do nothing for a minute and observe the world around you, because we are the watchers of our life. We're the observers, you know, and then we need to put those things into action. And it's never too late. Now, if you're under a doctor's care, by all means, we want you to continue to do that. But there are alternatives that can help support that. There might be opportunities for you to reverse some things, like, you know, a lot of people are talking about diabetes. And so, you know, looking at that, getting out, getting some exercise, looking at your closet, putting on something that really honors you, having a great sex life, and listening to an amazing podcast. Right there.
That's cool.
I'm so excited to have you. Val, please tell my brains how to get in contact with you, how to tune in to your blog, as well as to connect with you on the podcast.
Okay, so the website is www.fragrantnotes.com. So it's FragrantNotes.com, FragrantNotes.com. And then we have a private Facebook group, which is under Fragrant Notes. So if you go to Facebook and you search for Fragrant Notes, it'll come up. And people would just have to request to become a member. Because what I do on the Facebook page is I post interesting articles, interesting information, and I also post the podcasts. So once people are in our network, they can then listen to the podcasts.
Okay. Well, I want them to be more than just that. I want them to be involved and actually implement these things. You know, we don't produce this information. We don't go out and find these guests and vet them just because we have nothing else to do. It's because we care about you. We honor you. We value you. And we want to see the world a better place. And women, you know, we are now in the age of Aquarius. It's time to step up your game. We are in a much gentler time. We want to take over the planet. We want to be heads of state. We want to be heads of finances and corporations. But you can't do that if your body is raggedy and your mind is weak.
You know, April, that is so beautifully said. And the other thing that I would recommend, because when people are starting out making big changes, it can feel overwhelming.
Yes.
So I also recommend have a buddy. You know, have a buddy where you're accountable to each other, you're in it together. One, you know, this also the whole area that you mentioned before of sleep, you know, that people don't get enough sleep and how critical that is. I know people that have like a sleep buddy where they say, okay, I'm going to get 8 hours a night. And if they don't, they report it. So I'm a big advocate of community, you know, not feeling like you have to do it alone, but you have a group of friends or you have one friend and you're on this journey together. And I'm telling you, once you really get going with it and you stick with it, it doesn't require an effort. It's who you are. You become that. And you just stay on that track and you feel so good. You feel good about yourself. You feel good about life. You feel proud of yourself. It's very, very important not to give up.
Well, that's the gift that I'm giving myself. I don't want shoes. I don't want diamonds. I want to give myself the gift of good health. And so that's what I'm doing. You know, and they say what, it takes about 30 days to break or incorporate a new habit. So I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to pressure myself. I'm not going to shame myself. If I fall off, I fall off. I'm not perfect, but I'm going to get right back up and start all over again. Thank you so much for being a friend of the show. I just love talking to you. I just can't wait to get to New York to come and see you. I'm coming soon.
Good.
I'm trying to, you know, I can't get through the airport. You know, the mask back on and off and all that kind of stuff. But we're working on it. And maybe you can work on some essential oils to get us through this pandemic. You're amazing at what you do. Brains, please go in and check out everything that Valerie Bennis has to offer. All of her information will be provided at the back end of this video as well as the bottom. Please share, like, and love, and subscribe to the YouTube channel On the Edge with April Mahoney, because we're here not for us, we're here for you. Bye, Val.
Great talking to you.
You too.
Great talking to you, April. I'll be in touch.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.